When I prayed about topics for this year, I really felt that I wanted to do this one first in the beginning of this year, because how many want to be guided by God this year? See, those that have been Christians for a while have learned that there is something very important about being in the will of God, and that's a really good place to be. And I think most of us would say that we want to be in the center of God's will for our lives. You can just leave those with LaRue in case more come in. And that being the case, is there anything that we can do about that? I know we would all say, oh yes, there's things that we can do. But I want us this morning to think through those things that have to do with being guided by God, with being led in the will of God. You know, Jesus said he always did those things that he saw the Father doing. In other words, Jesus was very careful always to be in the Father's will. And so I think it's very important for us also to be in the Father's will for our lives, and especially as ministers. Many of us in here this morning are ministers. It's very important, not only for ourselves, but for our people, that we be in the will of God, that we be being led by God in a proper fashion, and really are being led by God. Now let me say this. I don't know of anybody else other than Jesus that has been perfect in being led by God. And there are a lot of things that we learn along the way and that we're still learning. Is that right? Because really, guidance is not just some formula that you learn and that you can plug in and say, okay, you know, you do this and this and this, and you can just follow God perfectly. Because guidance has to do with a relationship that is always expanding and growing. And therefore, the expectations of God change, and your own expectations also change. It's just like a little child. You know, when you first start out with a little child, your expectations of what they can do are not all that great. And you keep a very close eye on them. And you just, you know, you give them some leeway. I mean, you don't let them, don't make them sit in a chair all day. You get them, let them get up and walk around. But you don't let them walk out into the street either. And so God, when we become His, and we are born again, and we become part of the family of God, then we start out as infants. We start out learning. And God sort of allows us to stumble around somewhat, but He is teaching us all along. In Acts chapter 9, verses 1 to 6, we have the story there of the conversion of the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. And after Paul was struck down, so to speak, by the blinding light there, and he heard the voice that spoke to him, he said this, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" And I would say to you this morning that when Jesus becomes your Lord, this becomes the central question of your life, just as it automatically became the central question of Paul's life. Up to that point, he was doing what he thought was God's bidding. I mean, what he knew of God, that's what he was doing. But all of a sudden, he discovered that he was totally amiss. He was totally out of the will of God. And so suddenly, being blind, he said, "God, what would you have me to do?" You know, this new Lord that he had, Jesus. He said, what do you want me to do? And the Lord began to instruct him at that point. He says, go on to the city of Damascus and it'll be told you there and so forth. Now, how do we know the will of God? And specifically, what would God have us to do? I want to give you, first of all, this morning, a paradigm, which is a pattern or a model or an example of divine guidance. And this comes from Bob Mumford, a teacher of the Bible. And it's called The Three Lights. It's taken from his book, Take Another Look at Guidance. What I have on your paper, I also put up here on the board. what Bob Mumford tells us about is supposedly there exists, in reality, a harbor. I believe it's in Italy somewhere. And in this particular harbor, there are a lot of shoals that are hidden just barely under the water. And ships coming into that harbor have to be very careful coming into that harbor lest they become shipwrecked on those shoals. And so in order to show the way into that harbor, they have lined up three lights. Now, I don't know if this is exactly the way that it is. I haven't seen a picture of it. But they have lined up three lights. And the only way, safe way, into this harbor is to come in, straight in, according to the lights. In other words, when these three lights are lined up in your sight, you are coming into the harbor in the correct way. However, if you're coming in like this, you'll see one light, two light, maybe three lights. If you see three lights, you're coming in the wrong way. If you see two lights, you're coming in the wrong way. It's only when you see one light that you're coming in the right way. Mumford says this is a parable, so to speak, of guidance. That there are three basic elements: the Word of God, the written Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and divine providence, or we might call it circumstances. He said those three things have to line up as one. If one of them is over here, the other two line up, but one of them is over here, you might miss God. For instance, you might feel, and I believe on our what I gave you, I said this is providence, and this is the Holy Spirit, or is that what I did? The Word. This is the Word. All right. And this is the Holy Spirit. Okay, now, you may be seeking the Lord concerning something, and as you're seeking God, you may feel like the prompting, inner prompting, or whatever, you know, you sense to be the Holy Spirit at work in your life, and you feel like this is the direction God wants you to go in. And so, you look at the Word, and you say, well, is this in agreement with the Word? Now, right away, if it's not in agreement with the Word, you know that's not right. That's not the Holy Spirit. You're a little bit off, something. You had too much pizza, yeah. Something. You know, something's not right in your inner person. Because it's in this, you know, like people say sometimes, for instance, that God has instructed them to kill somebody. And, you know right away that cannot be, because the Lord never leads, the Holy Spirit never leads contrary to His Word. Now, on the other hand, you may feel this prompting and it may line up, you know, with the Word of God. There's nothing in the Word of God. For instance, you may feel like you're supposed to leave here, take a job in another city or so forth. And the Holy Spirit is lining, you feel kind of good about it. And there's nothing in the Word that says you can't do it. There's nothing violating God's Word. And yet, as you begin to move in that direction, the door closes. Now, you know, some people just, you know, are bullheads. Well, I know I'm supposed to go to that other city. Well, he doesn't even have a job anymore, and he goes up there and gets shipwrecked. Because those three things line up. God is the controller of circumstances. And therefore, and sometimes a door may be temporarily closed, but God will open it. And so God opens and shuts doors, and the doors He opens, no man can shut, and the doors He shuts, no man can open. And so God is in control in that area. And so you can trust that that is true. So those three things have to line up in there. Sometimes the circumstances are open to you, and the Word of God seems to, you know, there's nothing in the Word of God that says you shouldn't do it or whatever, and so you're free there. And yet inside, it's just, you just feel like it's just something not right about it. You know, it's the Holy Spirit telling you or showing you that maybe this is not the way. And so you hold back and you think about it more, or you counsel with other people or whatever. So what we're saying is, if it's God, those three things will always line up. And you'll see them as one light. Always. Now, for a moment or two, or longer than that, they may not seem to be.